तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
As Melbourne gears to welcome the Momo Festival back after 7 years, we spoke to Dhawa Lama and Preska Udas from the organizing team, a not-for-profit, Inhale Culture, Celebrate Life. Let's dive in to know more about this Himalayan Dumpling Festival happening this weekend on April 11 and 12 at Footscray Park. What can people expect at Momo Festival? How many types of Momo? How many Momo vendors are going to be there?
So there's going to be altogether 40 plus vendors. When we say 40 plus, 25 around Momo vendors. There's going to be different vendors coming from different parts of Melbourne and putting their stall. They can try varieties of Momo, veg, chicken, buff, pork, even fried style, kothe, and all those kinds of different kinds of Momo that they can try. So that is like the major attraction, trying Momo. And that's also the purpose of Momo Festival, to let people know about Nepal, but in a bigger way, better way, through Momo and through the joy of Momo that we want to share. Except the Momo vendors, we have attraction for kids. For kids, we have various activities, including there's going to be bubbles, there's going to be bumblebee, transformers. There's also going to be drumming session when they can participate in a lot of roving performances, face paintings. And the most important thing is rides. So I think rides are the highlight, and Ferris wheel.
I know. And don't forget about the Momo competition.
Yes.
And I think, tell about that?
Yeah. I think the other important part is Momo competition. There's going to be different lots of Momo competitions where you can entry yourself and you get the Momo, you eat, and it's going to be category where the category is fastest eater. So if you eat fast, you win cash prize. And you'll know it on the day. There's also going to be Momo workshop running side by side so that the kids can participate. You can join in and know the art of Momo making as well. And plus, for performers, there's going to be a lot of performances happening. We have Amaru Tribe, Ras Just Now. We also have NADA. We have Rhythm Unites. We have the Soul Case Band. So there's a lot of performances. And our headliner is a Nepali band. It's Deepak Bhattacharya and the Rhythm Band. And we also have Newa Pooja performing and indigenous hip-hop dance as well. And a lot of other performances.
To explain, if you had to explain what Momo is, because there's like so many dumplings, how would you explain it?
For me, Momo is love. Momo is absolute love, core memory, right? But beyond that, it started as dumpling in Tibet and China, right? And then our Newari traders, they brought this. I don't know how true this is, right? They used to trade with Tibet and China for a long time, right? And then they would eat these dumplings in Tibet, right? And they would come home in to Kathmandu, and they would ask their wives to make dumplings, right? Now, the wives, having not tasted the dumplings at all, would make a dumpling based on the description that their husband would say, right? And and Kathmandu being, well, we love our spice. So the wives started putting spice into the filling and served it with chutneys, achars, whatever there was. And that's how Momo found its soul in Kathmandu. That's what we say, right? So a Momo is spiced, well, not too spiced, but just enough spice to bring that flavor out of the meat. Juicy dumpling that's served with different types of achar.
And we would say it is different in a way that the sauce, if everyone would understand, not the achar, but the sauce makes it and gives it the authentic flavor. Because every time we do a Momo party, and if the sauce is not good, if the dhol is not good, or if the chutney is not good, it doesn't give the essence of what the filling and the Momo is. That makes it different from all the dumplings. That's what I would say.
Can you explain sauce, dhol, and achar?
The sauce could be made in various ways, whichever type of Momo that you're eating. If it is pork Momo, it goes with the tomato dip, and it's the right amount of spice that goes in the tomato that makes that dip really good. Whereas if you're having puff momo, which is very popular in Nepal, you eat it with dhol, which is another dip, but it's more than a dip. So you just not use it as a dip, but you dump your momo inside that dip and make sure you get the essence out of it.
Like a soup.
And it has, like a soup.
Yeah.
Soupy, which has people prefer either it be sesame, either it be peanuts, either it be any kind of...
Hogplum. Hogplum is a big one. Right? Lapsi, it's called in Nepal.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's... Buff momo is... buffalo meat feeling inside the momo. I think we just need to understand that there is no beef in Nepal and we eat buffalo. So when we say buff momo, it's very famous. When we talk about all the local places in Nepal that we're saying, everybody sells that buff momo and it comes with the soupy dip that we've been talking about. Yeah. And that's pretty famous.
Exactly.
OG momo.
Ozi.
Every momo has a different essence. And I think unless we don't try types of momo with the right type of dip, it doesn't make it perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember, especially around Bodha and Swayambhu in Kathmandu, where we have a massive Tibetan population, they serve their momo with a very hot chili sauce on top, right? And... my God, juicy momo with chili sauce. Ugh.
So what's the history of Momo Festival in Melbourne?
Well, we started Momo Festival as M Festival in 2017. M Festival standing for Momo Music Mo March. It happened in Coburg. Then after 2017, it went to happen in 2018, 2019. In 2020, we were planning to do it, but unfortunately... COVID-19 happened. So it hit a pause. After that, it has had been a bit hard to pick it up. But then the passion was always there. And then we were like, the team came together and we were like, okay, look, we got to do this. And so 2026 is year of Momo.
Mm-hmm. Can you share the anecdote of how young children told you that, uncle, when is it happening again?
Definitely. Look, I mean, like 2017, when Momo Fest, incepted, they were like, we had our second generation kids coming into Momo Fest, right? And they were five or six back then. Fast forward now, they are what? Teenagers. So every time I went to family functions, when we had the gap, right, these young kids would come to me and say, like, uncle, remember, like, there was this big festival about Momo. When's that happening again? And it sort of resonated with me as well. And what I figured out is these kids, we built a core memory for them. Right, we built and built something they can relate to, even if they are second generation Nepali. Right, and that was a big motivation for me.
Keeping in mind that food and culture are so closely related, how do you think this festival will contribute towards building social cohesion?
The way about Momo Fest that we've been thinking is there is a data based on our registration, and we've received 8,000 registration, among which 55 are non-Nepali heritage. 55%. And based on that 55%, it definitely explains that we want to showcase Momo. We want to say it's a Himalayan dumpling festival and promote the food, but it is catered towards all different kind of multicultural aspect, living here and understood the culture of what Melbourne is, how Melbourne's moving forward. We truly understand, and we've tried to make sure it's inclusive. It includes either it be with performances, either it be with varieties of market stalls, and even everyone that you meet, there's going to be a lot of multicultural aspect towards it. And I think there's nothing else that connects us like food, music, and being it a universal language, it's going to cater all the audience. And that's what we're really looking forward to. Mm.
And I also want to say that Nepal being a destination and Melbourne being so multicultural, we have so many people from Melbourne who's been to Nepal, right? From 70s onwards, when Nepal started, and they've all tried Momo. They all talk about Momo, right?
Yeah.
And, well, this is also for them, right? Maybe you can't go to Nepal again. We brought Nepal back to you.
Now, as organizers, what do you expect people to experience on the day? Not just Nepalis, but everybody.
First off, we want you to experience the warm hospitality that the Himalayan culture has to offer, right? We want you to experience a family fun day. Right. There's, as Preska said earlier, there's a lot of entertainment catered to different people. Right? We want you to enjoy the day, right? We want you to feel safe and just experience the love of Momo.
We are talking about Melbourne's Momo Festival. This conversation will continue after this short break.
What's the weirdest thing you've heard about Momo?
Ooh. Weirdest thing? Oh. I don't know if I've looked at it.
Oh. Okay. Define weird. Well, I mean, not technically Momo, but I had a colleague. Well, technically Momo as well. I had a colleague who grew up eating xiaolongbao and dumplings, right?
Can you explain xiaolongbao?
Yeah, well, xiaolongbao is a soup dumpling very famous in China. So she absolutely loves dumpling, right? When I gave her Momo, she couldn't hate it, but she couldn't love it either. Because it was confusing her, right? It was confusing her because there is this dish that she's always loved as a dumpling. And then there's this now new dish, Momo, right? Which she can't place on her map of dumpling, right? And then, yeah, it was just confusing for her. And she kept on telling me, man, I love Momo, but it bedazzles me. It just confounds me. And I suppose that was a bit weird to hear for a person who grew up around Momo. I suppose we would do the same because, like, when I came in Australia for the very first time around 2008, there weren't a lot of Nepali restaurants. There weren't a lot of Momo restaurants around, right? And we would go to Chinese restaurants and eat dumplings and then pretend it was Momo, but it was not. There was this weird thing. And then we would, like, as boys, very young boys, we would try to make our own Momo, but it wouldn't land there yet. So, yeah. I suppose it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Have you invited her to the festival this year?
Well, if she is listening to this, you are invited.
I think I don't know if it is weird, but when I think of it, so when we make Momo at home, there are people who eat Momo based on shape of Momo. Uh-huh. I don't believe that. I could eat any shape of Momo. But just to be very precise, my husband is very particular that he wants Momo in the round version. He wouldn't eat anywhere if we've made it on,
crescent.
A curve. Yeah, crescent side. Yeah. He would not eat that Momo. So people are so particular about the shape of Momo and I get amazed with it.
Mm. Which one is correct? You are fine with everything, we got that, but what about the you might be particular.
I don't necessarily would say there's a correct way, but obviously the, like, being a bit of a Momo sort of fanatic. I do believe that different shapes hold different dumpling, the inside bit.
Soup.
The meat.
No, the meat.
Better,
meat.
Right? And
filling.
feelings better, right? So yeah, it hurt my feeling because I couldn't say feeling. But
I think I understand the perspective of why people go with the shape.
Mm.
And people who eat whole momo directly, they would love when it's circle because it's easier to swallow.
Mm.
Whereas I am like, make sure it's cut into half. No. That's the wrong way. I know.
I would not say it's the wrong way, right? So I remember growing up in Kathmandu, they would serve momo in like these steel plates with soup dumped on top of the momo, right? So what you do, and they give you this steel spoon, and my friend, what he used to do was just make a small slit on top of the momo and then pour the soup in.
As much as you can.
Inside the momo and then eat it. Look, whatever makes you happy, man.
Basically, it's not momos, it's momo.
Mm.
And I think it's like direct translation from Nepali to English, which makes it really weird and puts it like a plural form.
Mm.
So that's not true. It's one plate momo, two plate momo, three plate momo, 100 plate momo, and plates of momo, though.
Mm.
So I think that is a correct version of knowing that momo is never plural and we still call it momo. With the example, I think, that we were talking about, it's any other food. It's not like rices. It's only rice. That's how it is. Same for momo. It's only momo. And we want to share the joy of momo. So I think it's a really matter of pride. And there are various opportunities where people here could also try that momo as well.
Mm.
So try it out. And the more we're explaining, I think the sauce just explains so much more about momo. Mm. And if you haven't, try it.
That was all about Momo Festival returning to Melbourne after 7 years this weekend on April 11 and 12. Dhawa Lama and Preska Udas from the organizing team speaking to SBS Nepali. SBS Nepali is a media partner of the event and we will see you at Footscray Park on Saturday, April 11. Likewise, we would like to inform you that the opinions expressed in the segment are those of the talents themselves. And for some juicy Momo videos, follow us on Facebook, X and Instagram. Our handle is SBS Nepali. And on YouTube, you can find us on SBS South Asian. For more podcasts, visit our website sbs.com.au/Nepali.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, मा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा.